Lawyers for Alaska Senator Ted Stevens are entering the final phase of their case. They're trying to shoot down the government's claim that Stevens lied on his Senate forms about gifts worth more than $250,000, mostly from oilfield services company Veeco. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the jury could begin deliberating on Monday.
Five more witnesses. That's all lawyers for Senator Stevens have planned. One of the names on that list, Senator Ted Stevens himself. He doesn't have to testify, and it's up in the air yet whether or not he'll actually take the stand. His wife, Catherine Stevens, is also on the defense team's potential witness list. The senator's lawyers lost a fight Tuesday to keep Catherine Stevens' emails from prosecutors. The judge ruled the government should be allowed to review them to see if they reference gifts the couple and their daughter allegedly received. Once the defense finishes making its case, prosecutors can call rebuttal witnesses. So far, they're planning on just three. Judge Emmett Sullivan predicts closing arguments and jury deliberation will start next Monday. However, jurors are now still deep in the listening phase of the trial. On Tuesday, they heard from an assortment of defense witnesses. Two testified to Stevens' character. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch called Stevens honest and straightforward and a true lion of the Senate. Yale University's Chief Financial Officer Gwen Sykes, a self-proclaimed Stevens groupie, talked about being an intern in Stevens' Senate office. She grew up in Anchorage and says Stevens' trust helped form her character. Prosecutors pointed out that Sykes worked for Stevens a decade before the time period he's accused of lying on his Senate forms. Two Alaska Native leaders testified about the positive attention they've received over the years from Senator Stevens, Doyon Regional Native Corporation board member Ori Williams, and the president of Nana Development Corporation, Helvi Sandvik. Both said Stevens responded to their organization's interests and did not favor Veeco over them. However, the prosecution pointed out that Nana did partner with Veeco on projects over the years. Senator Stevens' daughter, Susan Kovich, also testified. She talked about stopping at her father's Girdwood house on road trips. The senator was back in Washington, and Kovich assumed the house would be empty, but was surprised to find her father's friend there at times, Veeco CEO Bill Allen. Susan Kovich described pulling in at the Girdwood house late at night, exhausted, only to find lights on and cars in the driveway, and Allen upstairs. Sometimes she went inside and slept on a couch or in a downstairs bedroom, but Kovich said sometimes it, quote, got too creepy, so she would drive on. A friend of Catherine Stevens also spoke as a witness. Jean Penny gave Catherine a $3,000 stained glass window as a housewarming present when the remodeling project was finished. The stained glass artist advertised it as being made for Senator Stevens, but Jean Penny said that wasn't exactly accurate. She said it was meant for Catherine and not the senator. During her testimony, however, Penny flip-flopped at times, saying the gift was for them, but she ended saying her intention was to give the gift to Catherine. Stevens' lawyers got into the meat of the house renovation project when they put contractor Augie Payone on the stand. He was paid by Catherine Stevens for carpentry work. Payone testified that Veeco officials did initially ask him to work on the Stevens house and that he was supposed to send the invoices to Bill Allen with the understanding that Allen would approve them and forward them on to the Stevens couple. Payone testified it's not unusual for friends to oversee construction projects when homeowners are out of town, as was the Stevens couple. Payone said he was paid promptly five times by Catherine Stevens and for large amounts, but the final bill was never paid. Defense lawyers claim Catherine Stevens never saw it because Allen held it up and told Payone to, quote, eat it. They're trying to show it was Allen and not Ted Stevens who was deceitful about money and gifts. Augie Payone never got to fully explain his take on the situation Tuesday because his testimony was interrupted by a legal dispute. His comments may contradict what Bill Allen said earlier in the trial. Lawyers are fighting over whether Payone can testify about what Allen or other Veeco employees told him because it might be considered hearsay. The judge is expected to straighten out the matter before testimony begins again Wednesday morning. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.